Welcome to another episode of The Russian Sisters.
I'm Alexandra.
And I'm Anna, and we are The Russian Sisters. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode.
Hello.
Hello, listeners.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
What do you have going on today, Alexandra?
You know, we are 5 weeks away from the end of the school year.
Woot, woot.
Yeah, just ticking those days. It's really not that horrible. I know we paint, it's a hard picture that we paint, like it's the worst thing ever. It's not. It's just a tough year.
It is a tough year. So can I tell you one of the things that my office did?
Yeah.
I think it was our intern or like our practicum student. She made one of those paper chains with so many days left. And so at the end of the day, we rip one off.
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I love that you have a team because you can rely on each other and you come together and then you have these creative ideas to kind of continue on and encourage each other to get through the harder days. Because yes. It's not like we were talking to a friend about how spring break was not really, it's not really a break.
Right.
Like you get, yes, there's time away from work, but it's not enough time to really reset.
No, it's not.
But I think that's great. I don't have that. So it makes it, I have different teams I work with, which is great because I work with a lot of amazing people. But man, for all of you parents out there, you're kind of putting special education through the ringer this year.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But it's good. It's good. There's this one little group of first graders I work with. Well, one's a second grader. And they are hilarious because one of the little girls, she is like the mother hen. So she is the first grader. She's all over the other two on like, what are they doing? Are they staying on what they're supposed to? And it is pure mayhem trying to get the three of these children to do anything.
Really?
And it's hysterical. It's very entertaining. My group, I feel slightly ineffective when I work with them because it's like 30 minutes of absolute mayhem. But it's hysterical for the other adults that are in the room.
With six-year-olds.
Oh my gosh. I like every 2 seconds, I'm like, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And then I was trying to encourage him and then he just had the largest sneeze into both his hands. And I was like, ah, there's not enough hand sanitizer in the world for this. And he is impacted physically. So his mobility, I can't be like, pop up and go wash your hands because that would take an hour. So those kinds of things keep me going when I have the little kids.
Hands full of snot. They keep me going too.
Yeah. You know. And it was so funny because the little mother hen, she was like, Miss Wyman, can I ask the other dude a question? Obviously, I'm not saying his name. And I said, yes, of course. And she's like, how do you spell your name? Because she was making him a little card. She'd already like finished what she needed to. It was so cute. But she was so embarrassed to give it to him that she was trying to give it to other staff members to give it to him. I'm like, you clearly sat right next to him and drew it and wrote his name. It was pretty funny. What's going on for you?
Not a heck of a lot. We just wrapped up our week long of services and had our Pascha celebrations.
That's right.
That were amazing.
Absolutely.
All the Easter candy. You know, what's interesting, I think for us and you Orthodox people out there know this, that usually we try and get Easter candy on sale, the 75% off. And I was looking at social media the other day and someone was like, heads up, all you Orthodox people, this is what Target looks like. And the shelves were empty, like even before Western Easter. And so, yeah, I had to do my shopping early and pick up the Easter baskets and treats for the nieces and nephew early this year.
You have to. And it's candy no one wants that's left.
Right.
And I'm peeps. Peeps? Which apparently there are more. I know we did a thing with peeps and different flavors. But I was talking to a colleague and they were doing a little peep taste tester.
Oh.
Watermelon.
Really?
Are they, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do they actually taste like watermelon? Because I know they have the yellow and the blue and the pink, but they all taste the same. But now they actually taste different flavors of marshmallow.
Yep. There's chocolate. There's peanut butter. There's watermelon. She said watermelon was not her favorite. And I must have looked green because I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't think I would like that.
No. Like the idea of peep and that, like the cotton candy when people are like, oh yes, cotton candy. And I'm like, the idea of that much sugar hurts my teeth.
No,
just thinking about it.
Yeah. Remember how we used to like get those at like circuses or craft fairs. No, craft fairs, just festivals or whatever. Carnivals, that's the word I was looking for. When you'd go and you'd like, oh, I need to have the multicolored cotton candy in a bag. And it's just sugar.
Yeah.
Blah. And now, like, not too recently, I was at an event with the nieces and they were like begging for cotton candy and I begrudgingly got them a bag, but it was just so sticky and gross. And
how do they even know?
I don't know.
I wonder how kids even begin. I mean, obviously they've been introduced to it at some point.
I think they see it and they're like, that looks like delicious.
Now funnel cake.
Okay.
I'm in.
What is the other word for that?
Because
it's called funnel cake out here, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I forget. It's not a good story because now I don't remember. I feel like on the East Coast, it was called something, and out here, it's called something.
Fried bread?
Yeah, maybe. Deliciousness with powdered sugar.
Although turkey legs, I can't really do the turkey leg thing.
And I think it was like at the stock show out here one year where I was introduced to the concept of fried Twinkies and fried Snickers.
Which is interesting that that was out here only because that's something that they do in the South.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Although I will say that locally there is a place here that you can bring in your own food and they'll deep fry it for you. Because I knew someone who would take Spam and go have it deep fried.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yes, but that was a big thing. You can deep fry everything because everyone would have their fryers, right? Their fryers for fried turkey for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then they would mess around with like Oreos and all. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oreos. They fry Oreos
too. Uh-huh. Apparently you can deep fry anything.
Just about.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like fried pickles.
I do like fried pickles.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something I was introduced to out here too.
I would agree with that. I did not experience fried pickles. I was like, fried what?
Yeah.
And they come a little, I've seen them two different ways that they're.
And I saw this recipe. I think I made them for the Super Bowl once where you like take a pickle and you core it and then you stuff mozza in it. And then you can like cover it in like, you know, breadcrumbs or panko or whatever, and then fry it like a fried mozzarella pickle cheese stick.
Okay. I don't even know. Uh-huh. That's going to be the title. Just kidding.
Fried pickled mozzarella cheese stick. Yes.
That does not sound good to me at all.
It was tasty. It's just putting the two concepts together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I remember it being good. A lot of fried.
Well, yeah. A lot of the fried stuff makes it harder. Yeah. Anywho, moving quite along. I was going to say with the fried pickles. So breweries here are everywhere, right?
Yes. And
so Denver has become an IPA hotspot.
Yes.
There was one brewery years ago that I went to, and I really enjoyed that they didn't have IPAs. You could get lagers, you could get stouts, like different kinds of beer. And then I went back a year later and it all became IPAs. But I will say that recently, well, hold on. Two stories about the beer. One, years ago, because I'm so aged now. When I lived downtown, I lived behind a brewery. And so that became just a place I'd go to have dinner and hang out. And so when I was in school. Yeah. But I remember clearly one time this guy comes in and he sits down at the bar because I was that like nerdy chick who'd bring a book and sit at the bar at the corner, like the end, to just have my pizza and beer and then walk back to my apartment. And this guy sits down and the brew tender is like, hey, man, what could I get you? And he's like, yeah, could I have a Coors Light, please?
Oh, no.
And I just, right, stunned silence because it was like, you know, into my book, and I stopped and I looked up like, did that just happen? And
the guy's like, needle scratching across the record.
Yes. And so
you're in a brewery, dude. Right?
Uh-huh. The brew tender is really polite. And he's like, hey man, we brew our own beer. We don't have that. And he's like, oh, I hear you, man, but I'd really like a Coors Light. And the guy, I was like, what is happening right now? Cause they don't have it. And he's like, yeah, you can go to another restaurant or there's plenty around here. And he's like, we don't have that. We actually brew our own beer. If you look up at the menu, that's what you can get. And he's like, yeah, I really, really wanted a refreshing Coors Light. How is it that I came into a brewery and you don't have it? And the brew tender was like, because we don't make it. Uh-huh. You can go, there's a Blue Moon brewery here. And I think you can get Coors Light because it's all Blue Moon's part of Coors. But it was just one of those where he's like, I get you, man, but we don't make it. So that cracked me up because recently I went to a new, well, it's a new brewery to me. And I was like, okay, I've heard really good things. People like going to this place. We'll see. And I walk in, the whole menu was every fancy type of beer. You couldn't just get an IPA. It had to be like a hoppy citrus jalapeno IPA. You couldn't just get, everything had to be infused with five different things, where I was like, then I felt like the Coors Light guy. Cause I was like, can I just get a basic beer? Like, can I just have a brown ale? Like, do you have, I'll go the brewery route, but could you not throw everything special into it? And they kept coming around asking me if I was ready to order. And I was like, no, I'm still trying to decipher this. Like, I'm like, can I even get a sour? Nothing.
No.
Oh. So I ended up getting a dark beer.
I'm kind of intrigued by this place.
Oh, the thing is, I've known people where that's their neighborhood. That's the go-to brewery. And I was like,
why? You're like, I don't, why?
I just want the Coors Light. Could I just have the Coors Light? Yeah. Anywho, good stuff. Good stuff. And then I did feel bad because I was at a restaurant. This makes it sound like I go out quite a bit these days, and I don't. I'm just excited. I have a regular babysitter.
Huzzah.
I know. But this place, they mostly do cocktails, and I don't really drink that much anymore. So I'm looking through all the cocktails and I'm like, oh yeah. And the guy comes up, cause I asked him, I said, what do you recommend? And he's like, well, we're known for our cocktails. And I said, oh, okay. And then I was like, could I have a glass of rosé? And he was very kind about it, but yeah.
Did they have rosé?
They did. They had one. And then he said something and I just stared at him. And the person I was with, she was like, we're not sure we understood that. And it turned out he was saying the name of it, cause I only had one. Oh. And he was like, do you just want the house rosé? And I'm like, whatever's on your menu. And then I looked at the name of it and I was like, oh, that's what you said. Okay. I gotcha. Just glass, pour it in there. Yeah.
Not picky.
Yeah.
Except don't want the cocktail.
Right. I know. Well, and the person I was with got a cocktail and she's like, try it. And so I tried to sip and I was like, oh my gosh. It was a kind of old fashioned, but, yeah, I was like, thing I didn't shave today.
I am not an old fashioned person. I mean, I'm old fashioned a lot of ways, but I do not like old fashions. I don't.
Yeah. And,
or Manhattans. I, in my mind, they're like similar, although anyone who drinks them is probably like, no, they're right. Very different beverages. And maybe it's because they have, oh God, you guys, sorry, whiskey or bourbon or scotch or whichever of those things is in it. I don't drink any of those. And so yeah. I think that's why I'm like, I don't, they're like one of them, you have an, I was going to say ice cube, but it's a sugar cube. And then you crush it up and then you pour the liquor in and then stir it. And then a cherry. I don't remember what, when that is, but then very similarly, I think one or the other of those things I feel like is made.
Wait, you said old fashioned. What was the other one?
Manhattan.
Oh, Manhattan. Because I was going to say the one for me is the mule. Maybe we need to do a taster.
Oh.
We'll have to do a Russian sisters.
I do like mules, like a Moscow mule. And that surprises me because I don't like ginger, but I'll drink the ginger beer. No. Maybe I just have to throw some limes. Yeah. Throw some limes in there. Huh, maybe we will. We could do a tester of mules.
I've had a, well, I was thinking of
the different types. Yeah. You want me to try it? You're going to like throw a Manhattan or an old fashioned on the table. You're going to make me try it. That'll put some hair on my chest.
We'll have our brother put them together.
Yeah. I did give him that set for Christmas.
Oh, you did. That's right. Yeah. What set was that?
It was like a box with some glasses in it and had some menu cards for how to make some drinks. And then also had like, I don't remember if they were the charcoal cubes.
Charcoal.
Were they? Yeah, that thing, guys. That's what I got him because he drinks that kind of liquor. And I don't. I'm like, I don't know. It looks good. Looks good for someone who likes to drink those kind of things.
That's really
that
funny.
That is not me.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Well, and back to your Coors Light guy, I was thinking as you were talking about the rosé, I'm like, sometimes I just feel like a Coors Light and it's not fancy, but I do like to add some limes in there to spice it up.
It is a refreshing, I will say, it's a refreshing beverage like in the summer heat.
Yes.
Yes, but
you're sitting out on a patio.
If you go into a brewery
right.
that makes their own, probably not advisable.
Unless it's owned by Coors, you're probably not going to get it.
Or I guess I've seen, I'm thinking, if I've seen Coors like in bottles, like if they have bottled Coors.
Oh yeah. Like at breweries and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I have either.
I feel like
they're like, here are different kinds of beers. One's usually a pale ale. One's sometimes a fruit beer. One's a sour. One's a brown ale. One gets this porter or a stout. See, I don't drink those one, the darker ones either. So I don't even know. You might get a blonde thrown in there.
I know. Keep going. Let's just go.
I know. I'm sounding so fancy. No, I just go to a lot of breweries and look at their menus.
They are everywhere around
here.
Yeah,
they are. And they're fun. It's fun to try out the different types of rep. I think one of my favorite things about going to them is to try a flight of the different kinds of beers. I do like doing that.
I would agree with that. I like that. There's a place here that does wine slushies. Have you had one?
Wine slushies? Mm-hmm. What is a wine slushie?
I feel like, have I taken you to that place?
I don't think so.
They actually make a white wine slushie and a red wine slushie. And you can get a glass of either, or you can get a glass mixed. It's like icy, but wine. You know, remember the icies?
I feel like since summer it's coming up, I must explore this place.
Yeah. It's here in Golden.
Oh, that's cool.
Golden, Colorado.
There is a place not too far from us that we went to for that one thing that one time. And it's a kind of place where you have the little taps on the wall and then you can, but this place, didn't they have like the beer, the wall of beer? Mm-hmm. And then they also had like a little wall of wine, or do they usually only do one or the other?
The places I've been usually do one or the other, but yeah, there's one super close to my house that we went to.
That one.
I think they had both.
Do they have both?
I think so.
Okay. It's like Beyond the Movie or something, cinema. I'm totally messing that up.
I have no idea. Mm. Yeah.
But anyway, that was, I like the fact, because I've been to them where they just have the beer taps. You go pour your own beer or the wine but I like that there was a mix here at this one.
I like being able to pour how much I want.
Yes, I do like that too.
Because I don't necessarily need like a whole glass of something.
That is true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rare for me, but I, yeah,
I was like, forget, dude, she goes the other way. Yeah. I do like a half or quarter glass and she does the 3/4
or over. Alexandra's like, I don't want a full 5 ounces. 3 will suffice. And I'm like, can you do mine 8 or 9? Can you just keep pouring? And again, people, that is primarily because I'm a little tired and burnt out and things are hard and stressful.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes the edge off.
It does. Thank you. Yeah. I don't want you to mistake me and hear that I just rely on that solely for my self-care.
She doesn't.
Thank you.
I can vouch for that.
I just enjoy it from here.
From here. From across the table.
On occasion. And I'm drinking a fizz with caffeine in it today. So I don't even have an alcoholic beverage in front of me today.
I know. And we actually have some nice weather.
We do have some nice weather. It is great patio weather.
Speaking of, do you have any springtime projects you're doing? I told Anna the other day that if she needed some yard work to do, has an itch to do some yard work, she can come over to my house and do that.
That was very kind of her to offer for me to come and work on her yard. Uh-huh. Well, it's funny that you asked that because every time I pull into my garage and I open up the driver's side door, I look at the pile of flagstone that I have from your house from a year ago that I was going to put out in my backyard area space. And last year in the springtime or summer, whenever it was summer, it was hot. I like weeded and pulled up like all the weeds and plants out of that little dirt. It's just a teeny tiny little dirt area, but it was like totally taken over by weeds. And so I spent some hours weeding. And then my whole goal was then next to put the weed barrier down and then flagstone. So maybe I'll get around to that this year.
I was going to ask, I didn't know if that was still a plan or if when they redid the cement patio on the front of your house, if they poured the back, or would you have to do that separately?
They did pour the back.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they redid the back, which is really nice. And I think what I'd like to do, because right now I just have a little folding chair out there that's been there throughout all the elements and it gets a lot of sun, so it's a little faded. But what I would like to do is get one of those like all weather patio carpets or things like that.
Oh.
Like a little area thing, not to cover up the whole cement block, but then probably to put a little bit more furniture out there so I use the space a little bit more.
Sure.
Although I'm not, like, I've talked about my neighbor and he's sometimes really tricksy and he smokes cigarettes and so it stinks out there a lot and that's not my favorite. So it's kind of a deterrent for me to use that area. But I could also, since I have that front area and they poured the cement, remember guys, with a story about they poured the cement and then someone kindly fell into it with their butt cheeks in one hand. And so I have a butt print in one hand. You know you're at the right house, guys, when you find I'm at the house with the butt cheeks in the hand print in the cement. That's the entrance into my walkway. But yeah, I suppose I have that little patio area. I could put some furniture out there too. That might be fun.
Nice. Yeah. That might be nice.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, I always have projects going on here. Right. I feel for my neighbor. Have I talked about this? How he ends up trapped at my house and when he's in the middle of doing stuff at his own house. And I tell him, dude, you have to finish your own projects before you get sucked into mine. But I just needed him to remind me how to get my sprinklers to work because the front lawn, there's some dead spots in with the nicer weather. So he's like, oh, you know, showing me on his sprinkler system what to do. And I was like, okay, I'll just YouTube it. Like, I'm not going to remember like this valve or this valve. And his wife came out. So I'm chatting with her. And next thing I know, he has done it. Like, he's already. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, then he mentioned, oh, I don't even remember what he mentioned that he had to do at his house. And I was like, oh, that's a bummer. I was like, yeah, I just found this pipe. I think it's cracked on the outside of the house. And of course, he's like, hmm? And so I show him and he ends up crawling into the crawl space, like under my house to try and find it. And then tells me exactly what has to be done.
No way.
And he kept going back to his house. And I was like, dude, you got to go home and work on your parking brake. You know, you got to go. So, it was really sweet. And so then.
It is nice to borrow husbands, but we don't want to make the wives upset, right? Right. Do your own projects first.
I know. And she and I were in the middle of catching up and their daughter is just turned one or is about to turn one. And so.
Really?
Yeah.
Already.
I know.
Holy moly.
So then I'm like, oh, I need to get a shed out there because my garage is overrun with things to fix the yard. And it's just, you know, one thing after another.
I saw some sheds at Schmashmo.
Oh.
I need to rewind for a minute because we talked about the fact that you had this pipe burst and then it was like, well, not a burst pipe. I don't know what it was.
Oh, it's
but
cracked.
It was flooding. But that was really cool that he was able to go in and find out where and what, and you didn't have to take siding off. And it's like, you have to go through the crawl space.
He did to see it, but he says I can fix it from the outside.
Oh, okay.
But the thing with the crawl space is I have an allergy to insulation and like my basement isn't finished. And so I can't spend massive amounts of time down there, but the whole crawl space is just insulation.
Open air.
Not good for my face. Like I always get hives on my face. It's weird.
I remember that happened at a house we lived at.
Mm-hmm.
With the insulation. Yeah, the fire.
Yeah, and I think it was more like the air blowing the particles because I can be in the basement and like I don't spend hours, but you know, every once in a while I have to go down and organize stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you should probably finish your basement. And hide away the.
I wanted to because I was thinking of having. I was asked by someone to potentially just rent some space for me for a few months. And I was like, it'd be so much easier if my basement was finished, but it's cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
And I know a couple who just did theirs, but her husband did the majority of the work. And I was like, dag nabbit.
Yeah.
I need to borrow someone's husband to just finish the basement.
Right. Not only are timelines so skewed, materials are not always available when you want them to be. And also they're very expensive.
Oh yeah.
And labor and all of that jazz.
I did that because I've been telling you guys for months now that I'm supposed to be getting windows and they're supposed to really help. And when I think I already mentioned this, but when I contracted with this company, I was getting emails on the daily, like, when are you going to pay your deposit? When are you going to pay your deposit? And I paid the deposit in crickets.
No.
And so I'm like, well, wait a second. So it's been 3 months. They say to give them 3 to 4 months. And I just emailed them and I said, hey, you guys were like super adamant to get my money and you got it, but I haven't heard anything from you.
Yeah.
And so they were actually very kind. The guy, the owner, he emailed, called, and texted me to make sure.
Covering the bases.
He was, and he just wanted to make sure I knew that they were not, they had not forgotten me. I just think when it's something like that, even if it's an auto email, like every month of, hey, thanks for your patience. We're still working on your order. We haven't forgotten you.
Right. That is so nice. Yeah. That would be a nice business practice. I was thinking about your basement and you know how you said, oh, I'll just YouTube it about the sprinkler thing. What if we just start looking up things on YouTube and then we do your basement? Oh my God. I wish you guys could see her face.
I don't even know. I think Anna's trying to audition for some like house renovation show.
I know nothing. Yeah. It takes so much energy for me just to run a vacuum in my house.
She is literally wearing the shirt that says pivot because of how many times we've had to move furniture and pivot. And okay, here you go. There's something about our family. We're growing up. We'll say our dad is phenomenal about packing a trunk.
Like Tetris.
Totally. Yes. I loved the game Tetris. Why? Because that's what we used to do anywhere we went. Mm-hmm. My dad would finagle. It was like before the Hermione bag was a thing. That was our dad. He could get massive amounts of things into the trunk. The thing though, now that there are three of us siblings that are adults, is that we will argue over what angle to move something, even if it's just one floor, or the best way to do it, because we all have like three different ways to do it. So the idea of even Anna and I trying to, I like you and I'd like it to stay that way.
it would be an adventure.
Is for sure.
YouTube is how I learned how to change my windshield wipers and change out my toilet guts. And maybe I did a garbage disposal, or maybe I had someone do that. But anyway, YouTube is the way to go for all that stuff.
We
could finish a basement.
Before Sean died, I'd be like, okay, let's do this. Let's make it a group thing and do this. But now I'm like, refer out.
Yeah. No, I actually 100% agree with you. But because of materials and labor and all of that jazz, it'll probably be a little while before that project starts.
I am currently trying to put together a piece of plastic climbing furniture for Buddy. And that it is, I'm just, and luckily the directions aren't horrible, but I was just like, oh my goodness, trying to put this thing together. And Buddy, of course, is getting into all the pieces. And I'm like, if this is just me trying to do this, oh yeah.
You can do it.
Yes. But then I feel like you would probably come and say, no, it should be at this angle. Like, turn it this way.
No. I defer. I have learned in my wisdom and expertise, I have learned to defer. Like when we had to bring that treadmill upstairs and we had the couple friends here helping us do that, you had an amazing idea. And I was like, you know, I can't see it, but I'm just going to run with it. And usually I'm like that. I'm like, I have to picture it because I'm pretty visual. But I was like, you just tell me where I need to go and what part needs to go where. And
yeah,
does my part go upside down or topsy-turvy? Do I just stand here? What do you need from me?
Yeah. I mean, there's just, you know, a little bit of spackling. We should add that to my list of house projects that I have to do after that trek.
That's funny. We were talking, I was on a meeting recently with some colleagues, and one of the opening questions for the meeting was, what are you looking forward to this summer? And he said he had a fairy list, and he says he calls it his fairy list because he's like, they're usually the things that like, they kind of go unnoticed, but if you do the thing, people usually don't notice that you do the thing. So right, that the walls are spackled, but if don't, people notice like, oh, that thing needs attention.
Oh, totally. Fairy My list. Whole banister needs to be completely rebuilt, but I wouldn't even know where to start with that.
I just noticed that about mine recently, that it's like loosey-goosey a little bit, but again, I think it's going to take like a remodel.
Yeah.
You know what I still also need to do at some point is paint those shelves that are high up. You know how I painted my banisters black? I still have this like one random like high brown shelf. It's just wood and natural and it's fine, but I don't put anything up there, which I could, but they'll just be dust collectors. And I think that's the thing that's holding me back is I just know it's going to sit up there and collect dust, but I would like to paint it. So it's kind of goes with the rest of the decor in the room.
I feel like you painting those shelves is like me putting together the grill.
Yeah.
The grill has been in my garage for a year now.
Yeah.
And Anna has been talking about painting these shelves, and they're not that big these shelves.
It's not a big project.
Yeah.
It's just involved, you know, guys, like, because I can't just get the paint out and paint these shelves. I have to move furniture and cover things up and get the supplies out. da da da, and I'm lazy.
Mm. That also sounds like me still needing to take my Christmas lights down.
Oh my gosh. Still, I need to do that as well.
Well, before I just need someone to hold the ladder. But anyway, that's another story.
My neighbor's going
to
call the HOA on me.
I think what's funny, though, about thinking about us trying to do a project as big as the basement is it makes me also think about how competitive we can be with each other. Mm. And you guys bear with me on this segue because this came up. I usually consider myself to not be a very competitive person. That's mostly, right? I
know.
Exactly. Mostly like with myself, I would say I'm the most competitive. But because of where we are in the school year, mm-hmm. recently with some of my students, I've been playing games. And one of them was Zingo. It's like picture bingo, or they have sight words, or just our parents have Zingo.
Do?
Yeah. And so it's just this like bingo game. And okay, this is a little embarrassing, but I was playing with a first grader and then I played with a second grader and they both beat me. I did not internally, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the teacher. I should be able to beat them. And it has nothing to do with that. It's literally just flipping over a tile. So it's completely random.
Has nothing to do with like skill.
Absolutely not. And even if it did, great for these kids if they have the skill. Because I'll do it, like I'll play spot it with kids, but I don't actually play it mm-hmm. with them. I just make them find the matches. But it was just funny because I took note of that. And then I was playing Uno with some other students and I was like, I'm losing.
Which is hard for Alexander because she's been playing Uno since she was 2 years old.
Yeah.
And beating the pants off of us siblings. And so, yeah, I would say we're a little competitive because what 2-year-old knows how to play Uno? Alexandra. And right. Like you're losing to this kid. It was just, she was so lucky at that game too. She had the skill and the luck. Great combination to win the games. But I think it's hilarious that there was something inside you that was like, I just lost to a 6-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I'm 40 now. And I don't know if that like has stirred up something in me. But I was like, no, you can't. I'm like, I'm going to find that word first. And then I even like at one point I was like, well, maybe if you don't have it on your card and I don't have it on my card, we'll swap. In case we have our, it was so dumb.
That's some good strategery.
Yeah, I know. I had to let go, right? Okay. Don't get into the battle with the children. Okay, so I had this question for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you were famous.
If I was famous.
Mm-hmm, would you change your name?
When I become famous,
there
you mean?
Go. Would you change your name or would you stay Anna Gazzetti? Would you like go to one name like Lord or Madonna? Or right.
Would it just be Anna?
There you go.
Or would it be Anna Gazzetti? Anna Gazzetti is really hard. I just had a teacher the other day say, am I saying your name right? I've been there 2 years. Am I saying your name right? And I was like, you know what? Just if you try with the last name, I will answer. So that was endearing. And it is hard because it's a hard G, not a soft G, and it's followed by an I. So grammatically, it doesn't follow the grammar rules. So this would be, these are the things that I would consider.
You have to, yeah.
When you say, like, when my name is going to be in the lights and people mm-hmm. on the Today Show are going to be saying, our next guest is Anna Gazzetti.
Oh my gosh. I want that them. Just, mm-hmm. that just did it for me.
Yeah. I want them to be able to know how, that like, no, that is not my name. And this is how it is pronounced. And so that's a really interesting question. Would I go to just one name or like, would I make up a whole new name? Flower, lavender.
Okay.
Hibiscus.
Well,
oh, that just ties to the beer conversation in the beginning. Cause I was just thinking also how there are a lot of breweries who are, and I don't know. I can't quantify that, but I have been to some where they're like hibiscus infused, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, I think I'm just going to go buy hibiscus.
So what's funny about you bringing that up with the infused beer is that years ago I heard that the way that fruity beers were created was because there was some mishap with recipes and brew tenders or brewers didn't know what to do. So they ended up just adding fruit flavor or different flavors to the beer to cover up that. I don't know how true that is, but that was something that I was told. Mm. I think it's kind of hilarious that you would go from Anna Gazzetti, which is kind of a mouthful, to hibiscus, which is kind of a mouthful.
I know. People wouldn't be able to say that one right either, which is why I'd just be like,
can we call
Daisy.
You, call you Hibby?
Hibby. Hibby.
Hibby.
Biscus.
Biscus.
Biscus. I do like, I like to say when things go awry, I like to say biscuits and gravy.
You do. Oh, I think what's funny too is that you picked something totally random. So I found a list of celebrities who've changed their names.
Oh yeah.
But it's not.
Wait, changed their names?
Yeah. Okay. Like their name that they go by is not.
What they were born with?
Correct.
Mm, interesting.
And I love that you went for flower or hibiscus. Like, so I'm going to give you a couple of these.
I think it was on the brain because of the beer.
It could be. Maybe we need a Coors Light.
Maybe. It's better than Anna Gazzetti to pale ale. Next up, pale ale.
So Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde.
Mm-hmm. Her real name is Olivia Cockburn.
Well, I changed my name too. Right. That's like, you need
but
to
I
go.
Wonder, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they do. Like, do they actually go and legally change their name? Or how does that work? Like, what would you, if you, there are a few that change their first name, and I'll get to that. And so then I go, well, how are you to other people? So for instance, like we always say the first and last name usually of actors, right? So it'd be like Olivia Wilde, mm-hmm. but maybe she goes by Liv, or I've heard Sandra Bullock, people call her Sandy. And I'm like, no, it's Sandra Bullock. Like that's her name.
Well, I do know for SAG, for the Screen Actors Guild, if someone is registered with them under one name, I don't think you can have two people registered with that same name.
Correct.
So if your name was Anna Gazzetti and I was here first, then you'd have to change to Hibiscus.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or Hibiscus Gazzetti.
Hibby.
Hibby. So Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Was Peter Gene Hernandez.
Okay. So yeah. So your question, how do you get from there to mm-hmm. Bruno Mars?
But does he go by Bruno now or does he go by Pete?
We don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno. Oh my gosh. Can I just tell you? Okay. So the little crew that I was talking about at the beginning of this, the little three of them. Okay. So one of them, the mother hen in our last group, she was like, Miss Wyman, can we please listen to some Disney music? I think it would help me concentrate. And I was like, okay, you know, if it's not going to be distracting, sure. So I pull up Pandora and they're doing their thing. And all of a sudden the three of them get excited and they start singing and they are so, I mean, they are dancing and singing. And I was like, I don't know what, I couldn't even hear the song. Mm. It was, We Don't Talk About Bruno. Mm-hmm. And they knew all the words.
Oh,
it's
popular and it plays on the radio. I think we've talked about that, but I'm intrigued that this song from Encanto is on the radio.
Yes. So Katy Perry is Catherine Hudson.
Hmm. Right? There's already a Kate Hudson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This I did not know. Natalie Portman. Uh-huh. And I really hope I don't butcher this, but it's Nita Lee. And that's hyphenated Nita Lee. Hmm. Hirschlug.
I feel like I have read up about her and I don't remember where she was born or of what ethnicity or cultural background she is. But I thought I had heard that.
Yeah. And so I definitely know people where it's harder, especially here in the U.S. if people aren't familiar with how to pronounce different names as we've talked about, or if you are becoming a more well-known name. But Joaquin Phoenix, because I was like, wait a second, why would he have a different name? Because River Phoenix was his brother.
Yeah.
But their parents decided to change their last name instead of
them. Oh, really?
But their last name used to be Bottom.
Bottom?
Bottom.
I would see it. That's another one. I'd be like, yes, if I'm going to be in the lights. Yeah. I'd have to be very choosy. You get picked on for that.
Yes.
Made fun of. And yeah, you probably would not be as famous.
Well, Sean and I used to joke about Wyman. Cause I was like, okay, I went from G to W, but at least Wyman is easier.
It is.
Oh my goodness.
Well, maybe.
People. Is there an H in there? No.
No.
No, there isn't. It's really, really basic. Julianne Moore was Julie Ann Smith.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know if there was a different person. Okay, here's one. Jamie Foxx. Eric Marlon Bishop.
Huh. Yeah.
So now does he go by Eric or Jamie?
Probably to his mama, he's still Eric.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems the men are the ones who completely change. So Calvin Harris, he's one of the DJs. Mm-hmm. Adam Richard Wiles.
Mm.
Yeah. And they do give a blurb for why, but I'm not going to read those.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
What would you change your name to? Or would you?
No.
Yeah.
No, because I've kind of like mentioned this before, but I am working on a book and publishing a book. and my name is going to be on there. And they have asked, like, I'm working with a company and they've asked about that. And I'm like, we'll just stick with my name.
Yeah. It's your name.
Yeah.
It's a good one too. It has a flow.
Yeah.
For our next guest, we've got Alexandra Wyman.
And that is still a mouthful, and I understand that. But I don't have a middle name, so, yeah.
I don't know. I like it. That's interesting. I will probably want to read the article about who changes their name and why and how. And, you know, is it, like, someone pressuring you to do so or encouraging you to do so? Or, like, saying that the name that your parents gave you isn't cool, and so you're not going to become famous if you have a name like that? Like, I imagine there's a lot that goes into that if that's the case. Unless you, like, have this identity and you're like, I don't know. I don't even know what route I was going to go with.
Well, no, that's a fair point to think that you kind of have this persona, this more limelight persona, this famous persona, and then you have your private persona. And I could see that. Some of the people, they've taken their middle names, which I've known just regular people who have decided to go by their middle names.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I was in college, I had a bar name.
You had a bar name?
Yeah, Sarah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, like, that was a thing. If people asked your name, you wouldn't give them your real name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
a bar name. No, I don't think I've done that.
Ever?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I was Sarah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anna's pretty cool, but it's hard to hear, like, when the music's pumping. And then they're like, what? What is your name? And it's just easier to say Sarah. Can you get me a beer, please? Oh, my God. Coors Light.
Right. With some fried pickle whole cheese stick things.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I think we're ready for the STW joke of the day. What do you got for us today, Anna?
I have one. And remember, guys, we are still in the full-grown section of my new book, and we're gonna be in here for many, many an episode, so hang in with us. And like I said, I'm going in order, so you guys are so lucky today. I can't wait to share this one with you, the STW joke of the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And remember, the Sean T. Wyman joke of the day, named for Sean T. Wyman, was a big dad joker, and we honor him in this way by getting the groans. All right. How do you get a farm girl's attention?
You whistle at her.
A tractor.
Oh, my God. I think you should tell the story about Buddy as a tractor.
Okay. So, Alexandra, I forget what you were doing, but
I had group.
You had group. That's right. You had group. And Buddy had a makeup soccer session. And Alexandra asked if I would watch Buddy while she had group. And I was like, yes, of course. And then she's like, he does have a makeup soccer session. Are you okay taking him? And I was like, yeah, sure. That'll be totally fun. And I had heard some concerning stories about his sessions that he went to with Alexandra. He just stood there and cried. He wasn't really engaged. He was like afraid of everything. He was willing to engage, but, you know, he's a little hesitant, and it's a new thing and new skills, and someone new that he doesn't really know telling him how to do things or telling him to do things. And so I was like, all right, well, we'll just see how this goes. So I take him for his makeup session, and it ended up being awesome because it was just a one-on-one with the coach, and Coach Carrie is awesome. And she has this little, like, soccer, what does she call that little area?
Soccer island.
It's coned off. And so the kids know the boundaries that they have to stay within. And she has these little, like, little baby hula hoop things that they sit in for their spot. And that day he picked green for his hula hoop and he sat down. But then, so she has him do the exercises to stretch and then running up and down the field. And she's like, what's your favorite animal today? And he's like, ruff. And so Buddy was a puppy. So they do their exercises like puppies up one side of the field and down. And then what's your other favorite? Dinosaur. Rawr. So they were dinosaurs up one and down and, you know, just stretching as they're going along. And then she's like, okay, Buddy, we're going to learn a new skill today. And can you do this? And can you do that? And next thing I know, Buddy, right? He's a toddler. Do you still call him toddler? At what age are they not toddlers anymore?
I don't know, because the whole point of toddlerisms or toddlering is that you're learning to walk and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's by three that you're not a toddler.
Because now he's like preschool aged. Anyway, so then he's off doing his own thing. And since there was this theme of already like taking on a puppy or a dinosaur, he's off like outside of Soccer Island and he's doing this murr thing as he's just has this look of focus and he's walking in this line outside the cones going murr. And Coach Carey's like, oh, are you being a cow now? And he's like, murr, obviously not. And it took me a little while to put two and two together that he was being the tractor from Cars, the track, you know, when Mater and Lightning McQueen, they go into the field and they like tip the tractors and all the tractors like, murr. Well, that's one of Buddy's favorite scenes. And it's something he loves, like tipping his own play tractors and murr. And so that all happened. And like I said, it took me a minute to figure out what he was doing. And then I told Alexandra when we were all done, when we got back to the house and she got back from her session, I was like, oh my God, the next time you have soccer, you're totally going to have to tell Coach Carey that he was a tractor from Cars. And he wasn't being a cow. No, it was awesome.
Pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anywho, guys, on that note, hope you all have a lovely week.
Yeah, it was great chatting with you.
Hang in there. Thanks for hanging out with us for another episode. And we look forward to chatting with you all soon. Love ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Russian Sisters. To connect with them, go to therussiansisters.com.
Produced and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.
It is your favorite girl. That's right. It's the Allie Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.
I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at broadcastdialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.